This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a program marking a decade of the Startup India initiative at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. During the program, the PM will interact with members of India's vibrant startup ecosystem. Select startup representatives will also share insights from their entrepreneurial journey. Startup India was launched on 16 January 2016 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a transformative national program to nurture innovation, promote entrepreneurship, and enable investment-driven growth. The objective of this initiative is to make India a nation of job creators rather than job seekers. Over the past decade, Startup India has emerged as a cornerstone of India's economic and innovation architecture. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off several new trains, including the newly designed Vande Bharat Sleeper Express connecting Howrah, West Bengal and Kamakhya in Assam tomorrow. Several Amrit Bharat Express trains will be flagged off, which will improve passenger connectivity between West Bengal, Assam, Bihar, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh. These initiatives will also support commerce, tourism and socio-economic development in districts such as Kamrup Metropolitan and Bongaigaon in Assam and Cooch Behar, Jalpaiguri, Malda, Murshidabad, Purba Bardhaman, Hooghly and Howrah in West Bengal. The International Monetary Fund has said that India is a major growth engine for the global economy. The IMF noted that India's economic growth in the third quarter was stronger than expected. Addressing the reporters at a news conference, Director of the IMF's Communications Department, Julie Kozak, said India's growth remains robust and is largely driven by strong domestic consumption. The IMF had earlier projected India's growth at 6.6% for the 2025-26 fiscal year. She added that the better-than-expected recent performance increases the chances of the IMF upgrading its growth forecast for India. India and Israel signed a joint ministerial declaration of intent to strengthen collaboration in the fisheries and aquaculture sectors. The declaration was signed during the second global summit on Blue Food Security, See the Future 2026, held in Israel. In a statement, the Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying said that the declaration focuses on joint research and development in advanced aquaculture technologies, responsible fishing practices and capacity building. The ministry also informed that the declaration emphasizes the exchange and support of startups in fisheries and aquaculture and aims to strengthen cooperation in advancing the blue economy. Embassy of India in Tel Aviv has advised Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Israel in view of the prevailing situation in the region. Moreover, the embassy also advised all Indian nationals currently in Israel to remain vigilant and strictly adhere to the safety guidelines and protocols issued by the Israeli authorities and the Home Front Command. In case of any emergency, Indian nationals can contact the Indian embassy's 24/7 helpline number +972 54 7520711, or they can also email at cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. The National Testing Agency has decided that all candidates scheduled to appear for JEE Main 2026 Season 1 examination in West Bengal on 23rd January 2026 will be allotted another date of examination among the advertised dates. The decision was taken in view of the Saraswati Puja celebrations in the state on 23rd of this month. In a social media post, the NTA said that it received representations from candidates of West Bengal regarding the festival celebrations. NTA has advised candidates to email at jeemain@nta.ac.in or call at 011-4075-9000 for any query. In the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup 2026, India beat USA by 6 wickets using DLS method in the opening match of the tournament at the Queen's Sports Club in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe yesterday. Put into bat first, the USA were bowled out for just 107 runs in 35.2 overs as India's Henil Patil completed his 5-wicket haul. And that is the end of this news bulletin.